Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Salam to all of you. Welcome to another new episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio, where we're going to speak about balancing work and family. Today is Monday, 21st of Zilqa'da, 1446 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 29th of Urdibehesht, 1404 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 19th of May, 2025 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We'll listen to chapter Al-Hud, verse 61 from the Holy Quran. We come back to the studio and we'll speak about the important point of this verse.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وإلى ثمود أخاهم صالحا قال يا قوم اعبدوا الله ما لكم من إله غيره هو أنشأكم من الأرض واستعمركم فيها فاستغفروه ثم توبوا إليه إن ربي قريب مجيب.
And to Thamud we sent their brother Salih. He said, O my people, worship Allah. You have no deity other than Him. He has produced you from the earth and settled you in it. So ask forgiveness of Him and then repent to Him. Indeed, my Lord is near and responsive.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
It is to be noted here that the Quran does not claim that Allah developed the earth and made it available to them. On the contrary, it says that He, Allah, left the development of earth to them. Allusion is here made to the fact that all the means of exploitation had been readily available from all points of view. However, it is up to men to develop the land with their own toil and obtain its resources, and they would not be able to claim any share of it without working and making the required effort. Dear listener, we're going to speak about balancing your work and family in this episode. Work-life balance has long been considered a strict separation between work and personal life, but the lines between the two have gradually become blurred, attributable to the technology advancements which allow people to be constantly connected and business to be active and accessible at all times without boundaries. With the capabilities of modern technology, work-life integration, a concept in which work and life are intertwined, is emerging and is perceived to be the future of working world. The new realities that many fields allow employees to work remotely at least one day of the work week. This, coupled with an ever-increasing global workplace, has brought change to the traditional 9-to-5 workday.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is Ali, your host. Today we are going to talk about patterns of balance between work and life and improving the quality of work life while maintaining family stability. Planning for life and work should be learned as a lesson. Examples of home economics education show that these lessons should start earlier than high school. And as individuals who grow and progress through various roles in life, repracticing life and work in formal courses, gatherings, or counseling at different educational levels and older ages will be helpful. Let's view work and life as two connected and related categories. Second, we need to choose a job as we love. And third, we need to choose a job with sufficient pay. Fourth, we need to make decisions about the right spouse and the right time to marry. And fifth, we have to decide when to have children, how to care for them. And sixth, we need to determine life priorities. And seventh, we need to acquire the necessary training for our job. These decisions can reduce anxiety in choosing and arranging work and life plans. Special similarities between home and the workplace in structure, organization, and tasks show that some abilities are beneficial for both environments. The ability in logical thinking, the ability in innovation and creativity, the ability in decision making, dialogue, problem solving, conflict resolution, goal setting, and the ability in negotiation and consultation.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every part.
Today's special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the end of time.
Add flexibility to your workspace. You can talk to your employer and add flexibility to your workplace. Work from home has become common thanks to the recent technology, of course. Having workplace flexibility can make your life a lot easier. You can work from home or any other remote location without compromising your family time. For example, if you have a family commitment but cannot take off from work, you can finish your work from home and spend the rest of the time with your family. Studies have also shown that having a comfortable workspace improves your productivity and increases job satisfaction levels.
My life is not the same when I'm too concerned by what they say. Why should I wanna have you? To doubt you would be the worst mistake. Deep inside I know that amidst all the darkness and everything which makes no sense, I know that you exist. You are the light that guides me through my darkest nights, shows me right from wrong and right. That often lies, 'cause I don't need anyone, anything in life but you. No, I don't need anyone to show me my way. No, I don't.
This is today's special, and we're speaking about the role of sincerity, or niyya, in achieving success and inner peace. In Islam, the sincerity of intentions, or niyya, transforms actions from mere routines into acts of worship. When work is done with the intention to earn halal sustenance, to support family and to serve society, it becomes spiritually meaningful. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his family, said, "Actions are judged by intentions." Genuine niyya provides inner peace because it aligns two key aspects of life: personal ambitions and spiritual obedience. This focus reduces anxiety over worldly success and fosters contentment, leading to a balanced outlook where material goals are pursued, responsibility and spiritual growth remains paramount.
Be thankful. When you do work, be thankful. If you want Allah to increase, be thankful for the work that you have. So many people, they have so many opportunities and they see it as a burden. I have to go to school. I hear students, they say, "I have to go to school." People in work, "I have to work. I have to pay my bills. I have to pray 5 times a day. I have to fast in the month of Ramadan. I have to do this. I have to take care of my family." How about instead of saying, "I have to do these things," you say, "I get to do these things. I get to support a family. I get to go to school. I get to work." Even these work opportunities, these things that sometimes we see a burden on ourselves, it's a blessing and an opportunity. Allah says, take the work and be thankful for that work. اعملوا آل داود شكرا وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورِ. Truly, there are very few that are thankful. وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورِ. Allah says that if you want me to increase for you, then be thankful. No matter how difficult you think your task is, be thankful. Sometimes we ask Allah to make things difficult on us. We are the ones that are making difficult. So He says, be grateful. بَلْدَةٌ طَيِّبَةٌ وَرَبٌّ غَفُورٌ. You have a pure land. You have a safe land. You have a secure land, a secure community. And more than that, you have Rabbun Ghafoor. You have a Lord which is forgiving. What more than that can you want? If you have safety and security, if you have job opportunity, if you have health and you have wealth, what are you complaining about? What is it more that you want?
That was all for this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Thank you very much for listening. We were speaking about balancing work and family, and inshallah, we follow this topic to know more about it during this week. We leave you in Allah's care and blessing, and fi amanillah.
Told me that I'm crazy, who you're praying for? They told me there is nothing, who you're looking for? Stop doing what you're doing, cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were locked, yes, I was mesmerized. But deep inside I know that there's a better world, cause I'm a believer.